You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Public school students, Girl Scouts and otherwise, in the nation's third largest school district, will not be going to class tomorrow. Chicago Public Schools canceled classes ahead of a teacher strike planned for later in the week. The strike is over lots of things: teacher pay, class sizes, services for students who are poor or even homeless, ultimately resources. Teachers across the country have walked out of classrooms over the past year over pay and the lack of resources they need to do their jobs. Steffi Groplant is a freelance journalist who writes for Vox, and she wrote recently about seven school teachers and the stuff they had to buy themselves for their classrooms. Steffi, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, tell me, what kinds of things did you find that teachers were having to buy for their classrooms?
So when a teacher walks into their classroom, really, by and large, what they can expect are the desks and the chairs. Sometimes pencils, sometimes paper, not always. It does vary district to district, school to school, but teachers are bringing in a lot of supplies on their own. That includes any other furniture, books, you know, the beanbag chairs, nameplates, all that stuff they're bringing in themselves. But even beyond that, they're also buying their own curriculum to support their classrooms, because often districts are not supplying schools with the curriculum that they need to teach those kids.
I mean, that is wild, the idea that
it
includes curriculum and in some cases, really life supplies. Like, you talk about discovering that teachers were paying for medication or glasses for kids.
Exactly. Every teacher that we talked to had some sort of unique story of an instance where they went above and beyond. The teacher that you mentioned who bought a student eyeglasses because he was painfully nearsighted. Another teacher that we talked with bought her kids winter clothes because they were Somalian refugees whose families could not afford clothes to keep them warm in Syracuse, New York. So she went to Salvation Army and she picked up clothes for them quite often.
And let's be really explicit here.
Yeah.
These teachers are paying for this stuff themselves, right? Or how are they paying for it? Because it sounds like fundraising is a big part of the teacher's everyday life now.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so it, and again, it does vary. Schools often do provide each classroom with a stipend. That stipend could be, you know, a couple hundred dollars. But the teacher I spoke with in the Bronx, whose classroom gets $250 at the top of the year, she said $250 really isn't enough. She goes hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of pocket to ensure that her kids have the other things that they need.
Mm-hmm. What's the long-term effect of this, do you think, of teachers having to shoulder this burden?
Teachers are historically undervalued. You know, teachers went on strike in Arizona, among other places, last year. One teacher we spoke with was active in that strike. And she raised that, you know, a big misnomer with the strike was that teachers were striking for more pay. That was a demand, but it wasn't the main demand. The main demand was that they weren't being supplied with the curriculum and the resources that they needed to teach their kids. So when we say teachers are not getting the resources that we need, it's another way to say we're failing to give teachers the resources that they need. And when we fail teachers, we fail kids.
Steffi Groplant is a freelance journalist. She most recently wrote for Vox about the true cost of being a teacher. Steffi, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.